Amen. I tell you, who's glad that they got up and come to church this morning? Man, what singing. Man, I tell you what, praise God. It is just good to be in God's house this morning. Well, man, we've got this beautiful weather outside. It's not freezing cold. Woke up this morning, you actually, well, some of us didn't have to wear a jacket, but some of us cold all the time anyway. I tell you, I was so pumped up after going to the ranch house school in Magnolia yesterday. I couldn't stop thinking about it all the way up to the time I went to bed. It was such a blessing to hear the pastor speak and talking about the different teams and how the church functions. It was good. I tell you, if you didn't get to go, you need to find somebody that went and get them to tell you about it. I tell you, when I hear that song that she sang, that last one, I tell you what, we could just about right now just pray and go home and let that be the end of the service. And I wish we could do that, but God has given me a message this morning, praise God, that we need to hear. It was a question, you know, as believers, everybody is not in the same place with their Christian walk. Some of us are more mature than others. It's just a fact of life. Some of us know more than others. Some know less. That doesn't make us any better or any different. But the one thing that this world is starting to do to us, I mean, they've been doing it for a long time, but it is increasingly getting worse, even from the President of the United States. I don't talk politics from the pulpit, but by cracky, when someone makes stupid remarks like that, I get fired up. What do I believe as a Christian? What do I believe? When I hear someone saying false statements about God, do I know it? Do I see it? Do I go, man, that's wrong? The Bible says something else. What do I believe? God got on my case big time. He woke me up at 1:30 in the morning about 3 nights ago, would not let me go back to sleep, so I had to get up. And this is the message that God gave me from 1:30 to 3:30 in the morning. The words might not be right because I thought I was awake when I was doing it. But I've kind of gone over it several times, but I've tried to weed out all the sleepiness out of it. What do I believe? That's a question that we need. I believe, first off, that we take God for granted. God is so powerful. He is so gracious that He can change the outcome of any situation. He can heal anybody He chooses. He can save anyone He chooses. And He does not have to answer to anyone about what He does or what He doesn't do. When He chooses to pour out a blessing on someone, there's no one that says, well, why did you pour out that blessing on this one and you didn't bless this one the same amount? God doesn't have to answer those questions. These are limitations that we put on ourselves and questions we ask ourselves, but not of God. He does what He wants to do as He chooses and He sees fit to do. Another thing that I believe is God is love. I'm not talking about like. I'm talking about with love just kind of explodes out of His whole entire being. Everything He does, everything He says is out of love. And everything that we know of love as Christians is because of the love we receive from God. It is a powerful love, more powerful than the sun. It just radiates out of him. One of the questions I have for you this morning is, what do you believe about God? When you think of God, when you pray, who are you praying to? What are you thinking? Are you thinking of God as someone that is just in another planet? I heard that the other day. They said, oh, really? Heaven's just, it's just kind of like in another, it's here. It's a physical place. It's just in another solar system, and that's where we actually go, you know, like in a spaceship. We jump on it and we go to heaven, you know. What do you believe about God? I believe God wants a relationship with me. He wants to know my thoughts, my ideas. He wants to hear them. He wants me to share them. He wants to be a friend to me. He wants to know what's going on in my life. But what kind of relationship is there if you never hear back from the other person? What good is a one-sided relationship? Think about it. How many friends you got out there that you call and you check on them and you do things for them and you think about them, you pray for them, but they don't return that to you. They don't call you back. They don't see how you're doing. They don't come help you when you need help. But you're over there all the time when they do. One-sided friendship. If we want a relationship with God, we have to hear from Him. When we speak to Him, we have to take that time and give Him a chance to talk back. So how does God talk back to us? Do you hear a voice in your head? Do you hear His physical voice as He start talking to you? This right here is God's voice. When you want to hear from God, crack this open. Crack it open. He will speak to you through His Word. That's how God speaks to me. He speaks to me through His Word. What do you believe this morning? I tell you, talking about false doctrine and hearing false things, hearing like the president saying the stupid stuff that he was saying this past week. Mike Mara, who is the pastor out there at one of the biggest churches in East Texas, well, it's one of the biggest churches in the AFCC, he said, you know, in the cowboy church, you shouldn't from the pulpit say the word crap. He said, it's not all right to say that. He said, but if you say crappeth, you can say that. So what we hear that is crappeth from folks is false doctrine, y'all. That's the stuff that you kick off your boots when you come in the house. In the muck room, because you got crappeth. You want to get rid of it because you don't want to carry it into your houses. And get it in your carpeteth. Or your wood flooreth. You don't want that stuff coming into your heart and into your mind. God wants to protect you from that. But if you don't know what you believe, when you hear it, how are you going to stop it from coming in and go, whoa, son, that's crappeth. Stop. I don't even want to hear it. Has anyone said anything about what the president said? Billy Graham's son, Frank, did. I don't know if y'all saw that. I just wanted to just jump up and just scream. I tell you, what did I tell y'all that is today's translation of hallelujah? We don't use it in hallelujah in the cowboy churches. Yeah! That is what I did when I saw what Frank Graham wrote back to the president. I was excited. What do I believe? I believe if this country doesn't turn back to Him, turn back to God, that He's going to remove His hand of blessing on America. I believe that with all my heart. If you don't think that's true, you look at His chosen people, the Israelites, when they stopped worshiping Him and they stopped following Him and listening to His voice and His direction, He removed His hand of blessing from them, and they were a conquered people. He let them go into to be conquered and put into slavery. If you don't think God will do that to America, then you just don't know God. God wants us to turn back to Him, and He wants us to do it now. Worshiping Him. I believe He gets tired of us putting everything in this life in front of Him. What you spend your time and your money on is your God. Think about it, y'all. What you spend your time doing, what you spend your time thinking about, where you put your money, that's your God. Whether you'd want to admit it or not, it doesn't matter. I believe God expects certain things from me. He expects my devotion. He expects my love. He expects me to be committed to Him. I believe He wants me to go to church. Not put other things in front of church, like sports. Yeah, I'm fixing to get nasty, y'all. I'm fixing to get nasty. I'm going to start meddling. Like sports. Rodeo events. Think about it. What you spend your time on. Where are you at on Sunday morning? Where are you at on Wednesday night on Bible study? What do you put before God? Do you put your work before God? Oh, man. Oh, my God, you know, Pastor, you just don't understand. I got to work for a living, and, you know, I do this and I do that. I understand if you're doing shift work, that's a whole different ball game. I'm talking about if you're off. Whoa. I'm tired. I get tired. My work's hard. My brain just can't come to church because I'm just so physically and everything. And if you can make that okay with God, I'm all right with it too. If you can justify that with Him, then by cracky, then it's okay with me. Try to do it. Sit down with God and say, Lord, this is how I really feel. Find out what God says. In Hebrews 10:23-25, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and great works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. Y'all, I tell you what, in this day and time we're at, and the people that we're trying to minister to, the folks here, the cowboy culture, the guys and the women that we're trying to meet, ranch folks, people that work on ranches, that are in the rodeo circuit, that are in the cowboy culture, they're busy, okay? But when, I tell you what, look at our body as our body of Christ here as if we were a herd, like a herd of cows. Now, I'm not calling you a cow, so don't go and say, that preacher called me a cow. Sunday morning. But just think of it that way for just a minute. All right, you all day long, you're trying to get people to come in. It's going to happen as sure as the day is long. You're going to have one, maybe more, that's going to bust out of that herd. One maverick, he has committed himself to not be committed to that group. He wanted to be out. So, buddy, he's gone, and he's on the other side of the fence, and he's looking at everything that's going on, watching. What do you do when you've got one that's busted out of the herd? You stop what you're doing, and you get out there, and you get the one that got lost, and bring him back in. Do it every single time. You don't even think about it. You just, three or four of them bust by you. They get by you. You're trying to shove them through this narrow little old gate, and what happens? They get around you. And you stop, and you go get them back, and you bring them back, you try to get them in. God does not want anyone to fall behind. He doesn't want anyone to be looking on the other side of the fence. He wants everybody to be in his family. I believe that we should be in church and not be on the wrong side of the fence. My hobbies, anything I can think of rather than going to church, is the way I used to be. I tried every excuse you can imagine. I have an upset stomach. You know, it wouldn't be good. I might be catching a bug. I may not be, they don't want me down there if I got a bug. Wouldn't be because you just got through eating an old stale can of sardines, would it? That wouldn't have anything to do with it. Or a big old basket of fried chicken and the grease is just ripping your insides out. I know I'm meddling. Why do we want to separate ourselves from the herd, from God's family? Another thing that I believe is that God intends for marriage to be between a man and a woman. I am so sick and tired of Hollywood. I'm so sick and tired of TV and television shoving this crappeth. And seeing it, and our kids are watching it, and they're sitting there programming our brains and sending this trash into our homes. It's time we turned our TVs off. Did I just say that? Man, I'm meddling. That's right. I'm meddling. It's not between a man and a man. Oh, makes me sick. Or a woman to a woman. It is between a man and a woman. And God doesn't waver on this. It's not up for debate. But this country is quickly going away from this belief. And we're letting it happen, y'all. We are letting it happen. I believe that if I want God to forgive me, I must forgive others. Man, here I go meddling again. There, end of story. Period. If I want God to forgive me, I've got to let go, and I have to forgive people. No excuses, no exceptions. I have to let it go. Things in the past that I preached about it, these are like chains that we drag around with us all of our life. Chains that hold us and bind us and put us in slavery and bondage. Things that we did that happened when we were in our homes and our families and friends and Christian brothers and sisters said to us, we hold on to that junk. Things that we feel like God did to us or God didn't do for us. We hold on to these things, and we carry them with us through life. In Matthew 6, 14 through 15, it says, If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Man, can you imagine going through life, God not forgiving you? I can't, y'all. It's time we let that junk go. That crappeth. We need to let that stuff go. I believe that time is short before Jesus returns to take us home, to be with God. This world is becoming, I've said it before, a septic tank, a sinkhole of stench. It's just doing this. It's not going back up. It's just constantly going further and further and further. Y'all, this world is not our home. This is not our home. Yeah, we've got houses here and we're living here, but I'm telling you, time is short. Time is precious. It's winding down. It's like a wind-up clock. Boy, when it first starts, buddy, I mean, it's just tick, 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 and everything's going, and it starts getting to the end, and it's just tick, tick, boom, it's gone. If you think you've got the rest to your life, till you're 100 or 110, I got news for you. God does not give us tomorrow. Tammy talked about that. We're not promised tomorrow. Dang, y'all, we're not promised the end of this day. But you're here right now. Bear with me just a little bit longer, y'all. I usually preach short sermons for a reason, so I can hold your attention and I don't wear you out. But I'm telling you, when God gave me this, I just can't apologize for it going a little long. Another thing I believe is the Bible is God's written word with no mistakes in it. It's not a storybook. It's God's word. And we are to use that. It's not a fictional book. Things that happen in here really happen. They have had scientists that tried to take God's word. They were atheists, and they tried to disprove it, and they became Christians because of it. Need to read His word. We need to know who God is. We need to get to know Him, get to know His likes and what He doesn't like, what He doesn't like for us to do. And what He wants us to do, what He expects from us. Because when we became a Christian, when we said, Heavenly Father, I believe in You. I believe You died for my sins and that You rose from the grave on the third day. And you believe that and you have been transformed and you receive spiritual gifts. There's certain things that God expects from you, and that is for to you to serve Him, not yourself. What do you believe? It's time we found out. What's your reason for getting up in the morning? Why did you come to church this morning? Woo! There I go. I'm meddling again. Did you have to be drug here this morning? Did you really not want to come this morning? And your wife or husband said, well, you know, you really ought to go, hon. It's the thing to do. Why did you get up this morning and come to church? You know, I believe more than anything that we as Christians need to join hands and stop playing church. God is ready for us to stop playing games. and turn ourselves to Him and looking towards Him. Time is short. It's time we stop bickering and talking about each other. Oh, there I go. All that crappeth. Wear that thing out. I'm wearing that word out this morning, ain't I? I'm telling you, I'm liking it. My wife said, "Boy, you just can't say that in church." I'm telling you something, y'all. It's time that we let go and quit talking about each other, biting each other in the back. We need to start building each other up because God wants us to be united as a body. I've used this illustration before, but just imagine if your hand just all of a sudden said, "I'm not going to be a hand anymore. I'm not going to do what I'm supposed to do anymore in the church. I remove myself. I'm not going to work." What does the rest of the body do? Well, they got to get along with one. The arm that's attached to that hand, it can't really do anything because it has the hand. It's the fingers. It's what grips on. What if one of your legs says, the leg part, the people that do the walking, that do the things, says, "I don't want to do it anymore"? What does the rest of the body do? It suffers. Y'all, we have got to join hands. We need to come together as a collective body and start serving God. Time is short. What do you believe? If I don't know this morning what I believe, I can be led astray by the simplest things, even by the ones that you think the preachers that go on TV and you like to listen to, and they tell you, and it might be very, very subtle, and you just say, "Oh man, I just had a revelation." Can he back it up with Scripture? Does it line up with God's Word? Before you believe something, check it against the book, God's Word. Don't just take it and say, "Well, it's true." Test it. Don't take what I say. Check out what I'm saying with God's Word. It'd shock you. Think, boy, there's a whole lot more stuff said about that than what he even brought up. What do you believe? Satan is putting everything on the line, y'all. He is setting more traps for us than we as humans can watch out for and see. We need each other. We need each other praying for ourselves. You need to be praying for me. I need to be praying for you. I mean to be lifting you up. If you're hurting, I should be praying for you to be just rejoiced and not be hurting anymore. Things going in your life, if you need to be healed, I should be praying earnestly, "God, please heal this person." That's what we need to be doing with each other. Not worrying about what the score is on some football game or baseball and making that more important than sitting and spending time in prayer and talking to God and listening. God is calling us. God is pleading for us to come back to Him. What are we going to do about it? Jesus told the devil in the desert when he was being tempted by the devil in Mark 4:10. I just want to read that right quick. 4:10, this is our Lord and Savior, the one who gave you your salvation. Satan tempted him and he said, "Get out of here, Satan." Jesus told him, he said, "For the Scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God and serve Him only." We need to be about God's work, serving Him. Here in the Cowboy Church, we do that through our teams, y'all. We get involved. We get on a team and we try to make every team that we have in our church should be, when they have a meeting or they have an event or they have this, they should be saying, how can we bring people to Christ? How is this going to further God's kingdom? Not how much money are we going to make? Are we going to go in the hole? We should be thinking about how and what, when and where God wants us to do, to say. But I tell you, the desire of His heart is to bring people to Christ. If we're not doing that, we're not doing what God's asked us to do. We are here to serve God and Him only, not ourselves. So who are you going to serve today? From now on, are you going to serve yourself or are you going to serve God? We need to ask ourselves, who are we going to serve? This was a long message. I do not apologize. If He had me speak another 30 minutes, by cracky, I'd do it. I wouldn't hold back. But this is what God gave me this morning. What do I believe? I honestly and truly believe we need to start putting God first in our life. In everything we do, put God first. He says, if you will put me first, He will bless you beyond measure. He'll take care of all that other crap. I'm going to say it one more time. He'll take care of all that other stuff in your life if you will serve Him. And I'm talking about earnestly seeking His face. Honestly getting down on your hands and knees and saying, God, forgive me for what I've been doing. It's time we turn to God. If you're out there this morning and you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, you don't know Jesus Christ, you don't have Him as your Lord and Savior. As Tammy Bogle said this morning, just a few minutes ago, well, it might be almost an hour, I don't know. I've lost track of time. But don't leave without finding out. You go find one of our lay pastors. You find one of our elders. You come find me. Don't leave till you find out and you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because I'm telling you, this world is going to devour up everyone that doesn't know what they believe. Satan will devour you. He is like a lion that just is seeking out the lost one, the one that's on the other side of the fence. That lone one, the protection is in the body, not out there, y'all. Let's turn to God this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You, Lord God, for just being here this morning and for all the ones that came and got out of bed this morning, Lord, and came into Your house. I just pray, Father, that as You spoke to me this week, I just pray, Father, that we get all the noise and all the junk and all the things that are going on in our life, Lord, that we would just turn all that over to You, that we would forgive the things that have been done to us and said to us, Father, that we would turn our face wholly, our whole life, everything that is in us, Father, towards You and give all that other junk to You to take care of. Common ground, Lord, is just, we're just crying like we're in the wilderness Please help us, God. Help us to serve you, to seek people out in the community, Father, and just tell them what we've got. Share that bread of life to another person that's dying without it. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen. Welcome to Common Ground Cowboy Church this morning. I'm glad y'all are here this morning. If you're looking for a church home, thank God for Common Ground. Thank God that the Lord sent me here because I am home. This is not my permanent home. Not that I'm getting ready to leave to go to another church, but when I leave, I'm going to my heavenly home. If you're looking for a church family, if you're looking for a group of folks that you can come and love on and them love on you, you're home. You're home. We have a sheet in the back that you can fill out, a green sheet. Fill it out. You can put all this information, you can by statement, whatever, or if you're just visiting and you want us to contact you, you can put that on there and we'll get in touch with you. Just want to say thank you for being here this morning. We're glad you're here. If you have any prayer requests, we've got a prayer request box back there. You can put it down. You don't even have to say what it is if you don't want to speak what it is. Also, Tammy is going to be in the back. And she's got CDs and all kinds of stuff. Man, got to get some of that music. Play in the truck, huh? Thank you all again for being here. God bless you, and I hope you have a great day. Come on down, kids.